Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 13th day of Sivan, Tovshin Pei Beis. Prusbul et Masechta Shviz, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Gimel. Prusbul Einu Meshamet. If there is a prusbul written over a loan, then that loan will not be cancelled by the Shemitah year. The word prusbul is actually a Greek word, and it means a certificate of claim for a beis din to collect the debt, and it'll be explained more in the next Mishnah. Ze'echod min advarim shehiskin Hillel HaZaken. This is one of the things that Hillel HaZaken made as a takana, as the head of the Sanhedrin, in about 100 years before the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash. Why did Hillel do this? Says the Mishnah further, Kesherah shenimnu ha'om milahal ve'zeh. When he saw that people were stopping to lend each other, out of a fear that maybe the borrower will not pay the debt until the Shemitah year is over, and then he loses the chance to be able to collect the debt. This was such a worry in the minds of the lenders that people started stopped lending. Ve'oivrin al masha kosu b'Torah, and they were violating that which it says in the Torah, Hishomelecha penyeh davarim levavcha b'leyal v'gemer. Take heed, lest there be something bad in your heart, saying, and the Pasuk continues there, that the year of the Shemitah is coming near, and you will not, and you're worrying about the loan not being paid, and therefore you will not lend to him. Because of this, Hiskin Hillel la prosbul. Hillel made the prosbul, that the lender writes a prosbul, as we'll explain in the next Mishnah, and that will stop the Shemitah cancelling the debt. What is the word prosbul made up of? It's actually made up of two words, or three even, pros, buli, or buti. It's short for pros, which means a takana, a remedy, for the buli, for the rich, and buti, for the poor. It was a remedy for the rich so that their money does not, their loan does not get cancelled, and it's also a remedy for the borrower, because now there'll be lenders able to lend them, or willing to lend them. Mishnah Dalet. Zehu Gufay Shol Prosbul. How did the actual Prosbul work? What was the text of the Prosbul? Moisra ani lochem ish pleni ufleni hadayonim shebemokam pleni. I hereby hand over to you the Judge A and Judge B who are in this district, to all the judges, shekol chayv sheyeshli, that any debt that I have, shegbenu b'kolzman sheyartza, that I should be able to collect it whenever I want. Some have the girsa, I'm giving you all the debts. That's the first girsa that we just had. The first girsa that we have is, I'm giving you the authority that any debt that I have, I should be able to collect it. And then the second girsa has, that some have, I'm handing over to you the actual debts themselves, which means it's like I'm giving the beis din the debt. The idea is here that the malva basically allows beis din to collect the debt, all his debts. And therefore, it's like a person who has given over all the shtoris. It's like he's given over all the loan contracts to the beis din. And we learned earlier on that when that happens, they don't get cancelled. Why? Because if they hand it over to beis din, it's like the debt's already collected, and therefore the words of the Torah, "Lo yigos, he shall not demand payment," will not apply because he's not doing the demanding of it. In the girsa, in the text that our Mishnah that we have, it doesn't seem that he's actually handing the debts over. It's rather that he's giving a declaration to the judges that any debts that he has, he can collect them whenever he wants. By giving that declaration, even though he hasn't actually given over the debts to beis din, he's now collecting his debts with the authority of beis din. And that would be a sufficient reason for the debts not to be cancelled by Shemitah. V'hadayonim chosmen lamata oedim, and the judges or the witnesses will sign down below. They will below under this text of the prosbul. Some of us have learned that if the judges want to write him a prosbul, they should write, this fellow came before us, the judges, and he gave the debts over to us, and then the judges would sign it. Otherwise, if not, they aid him. The witnesses can write for him. In our presence, we are witnesses to see that Yunkel Beryl Schmerl has given over his debts to Beis Din, and the Edim could sign down below. In fact, the Yerushalmi says that even if the judges are found somewhere else, the lender is able to write in front of Edim that he's handing over his debts to the Dayonim in a certain place, because that's really what the Posible says. You, the learned judges, in a certain place, I'm handing it over to you. I'm giving you the authority to collect. The idea of the Posible itself is, they ask, how is it possible that Hillel could make a takana against the Torah? If the Torah says you can't collect it, how can he make a takana that they can't collect it? And Abaye says that the reason that this works is because Shemitah nowadays is midrabbanan. According to Rabbi, at least, it's only midrabbanan, because the min haTorah, the release of debts, is only when Yovel is applicable. When there, just like the Shemitah's Karka works, just like there is a release of the land, so too the late release of the debts has to apply as well. But when there's no Yovel applicable, then the Shemitah of the money, the releasing of debts, does not have it in place either. So since it's midrabbanan, the Chachamim came along and they said, yes, we did make a takana that the Shemitah will apply, that the release of debts applies even nowadays, but since it's only midrabbanan, we can the Hillel had the power, the authority, to make a takana, a remedy, that the Shemitah of the debts will not take place by handing it over to court, in order to stop people refraining from lending money. If it was in the time of Shemitah, which is min haTorah, then this remedy of Prosbel would not actually work. And the Rambam says this clearly: Ein Shemitah, Ein HaProsbel Moel Ela Bishmaris K'sof Mizman Hazeh. It'll only work nowadays when it's midrabbanan. Shemitah min haTorah, the Prosbel would not work. Some say that already in the second Beis HaMikdash, the Yovel was not applicable then, because the people, the two and a half tribes, were already exiled, Reuven, Gad, and half of Manasseh. And if that's the case, since Yovel was not applicable then, the Shemitah of the debts would not apply either, min haTorah, only min rabbanan, allowing Hillel to make this remedy of the rabbis of the Prosbel. Others say that, yes, in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Yovel did apply, and Hillel made it for the coming generations, knowing that the Beis HaMikdash would be destroyed.